This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it won't meet again with the United States unless it abandons its hostile policy against the North. This comes a day after the two countries offered different takes on their weekend nuclear negotiations in Sweden. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The State Department describes the talks as good discussions that it intends to build on in 2 weeks. But North Korea's chief negotiator says the talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broken down, blaming it on the U.S. for not discarding its old stance and attitude. The State Department maintains the North's comments do not reflect the content or the spirit of the talks that took place in Stockholm Saturday. Diplomatic ties between the U.S. and North Korea have been static since the February breakdown of a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hong Kong police and protesters clashed on Sunday as tens of thousands marched through the central city wearing face masks in defiance of colonial-era emergency powers, which threatened them with a year in prison for hiding their faces. Police fired tear gas while some protesters threw bricks and Molotov cocktails. Pro-democracy lawmaker Dennis Kwok says Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has taken away the democratic rights of the people.
Carrie Lam is saying that whatever I say is law, is law. Whenever I say it applies, it applies. Whenever I say it will be repealed, it will be repealed. The people has no say. The Legislative Council has no say.
For the last 4 months, the city has been engulfed in unrest as democracy advocates engaged in increasingly confrontational tactics to fight against what they see as China's efforts to restrict Hong Kong's autonomy and civil liberties. For more on this story or any of today's news, please go to voanews.com or download the mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.